in my church? Well, our people would never understand. They'd never pick this up. Well, I don't have a very gifted staff. My leadership team are not very strong. We have such low expectations, we just fail to think that we can do this. Sometimes there's a failure to address problems. That's number three, a failure to address problems. If there is sin in the church, God is not going to bless. You've got to recognize that. You've got to deal with it. A little leaven is going to leaven the whole deal. You've got to do something about it. You can't sweep things under the rug. A failure to address problems will allow the church to plateau. Number four, I call church happy talk. Happy talk, we get out of our car, we walk the church, we click on our halo, we come in, how are you doing? Fine. How are you? Fine. How's the church? Great. How's your ministry? Wonderful. Are we reaching people for Christ? Are we asking that question? Are people truly growing in their faith? Are people making a significant contribution to their family and their work environment? We've got to get beyond the church happy talk and not be spiritually blind to the cause of Christ. And then the last one is simply the ostrich syndrome. The ostrich syndrome. We put our heads in the sand. We say the world hasn't changed. We say our culture hasn't evolved at all. See, I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is, friends, as we near the end of the 90s, God's still on the throne. And there are pockets of revival hitting this country. And I continually pray, and our staff does as well. God, when revival hits, don't pass our church by. See, the bad news, though, is that many people think it's still the 50s. And so our churches are programmed to reach people like we did in the 50s. And it's not working. It's time to change. Now, I will also tell you this, that there are some mindsets that I see in churches across America that plateau a church. And let me just quickly give these to you. One is the outpost mindset. The outpost mindset. That's the mindset where I say, in the wilderness of the world, we are the only church that's going to survive because we believe this or believe that. And so our job is to protect. Our job is to shoot at all the other outposts. And we'll just be the last fortress. There's also the museum mindset that will plateau a church. We're going to preserve the past. Let's put a plaque on everything. And that way, we'll preserve our heritage. You know, one of the wisest things I could ever share with you is this. Leading a church is a lot like driving a car. It's important to have a rearview mirror to see where you've been, to look behind you, to understand your heritage. But let me tell you something. Many churches in this country have such a